Hello, and welcome to another episode of Gumbo Live. Here's your host, BJ from Board Game Gumbo.
Hey, board gamers, BJ from Board Game Gumbo here.
Back in the Gumbo Pot.
It's Jeremy.
It's me.
And it's BJ.
And it's BJ.
Yep. And we have got a bunch of games to play tonight, including Barcelona and Rats of Wistar. But Jeremy, you and I got excited because something came in this week.
Very much so.
You're a big fan of Cascadia, right?
Huge fan.
Yeah, huge fan. That's our friends over at Flatout. Well, David from Man vs. Meeple sent me his copies of Cascadia, Rolling Hills, and Cascadia, Rolling Rivers. Also, Carla sent us Logic and Lore. Which is the second one to The Wicked and Wise. Doesn't really have anything to do with each other. Except this one is got the same kind of artwork.
We'll call them the ampersand games.
So let's start with Logic and Lore. What do you know about Logic and Lore at all? What's your first impression of what you know?
Nothing. I have no...
Okay, good.
No knowledge. Tell me all about it. I want to know about it.
Weird Giraffe specializes, as you know, in these little box games. Oh, look, there's Seth checking in. Hey, Seth, what's going on? He's got a surprise for us.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So Logic and Lore is a deduction game. Remember that little Pixies game that we played?
Yeah, Picky Pixie.
Okay. Sort of like that. We're going to place 9 cards face down. There are going to be numbers on those cards, okay?
Somebody Indecision 101.
Oh, thanks a lot. And just thank you for the follow. Appreciate it, Indecision. We're going to be talking about some Kickstarter games, and then we're going to dive right into Barcelona, which he and I are both excited about playing. So, Jeremy, 9 cards face down. You've got 9 cards face down. Here's the catch. We don't know what's on those cards. We're not allowed to see them. So on my turn, I'm going to flip 2 cards so that you can see them.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask you one of 4 questions. Like, are these in sequential order? Are they, you know, of multiples of 10?
Okay.
Not multiples of 10, but, you know, like 6 and 4.
Sure.
So there's a set of 4 questions. The advanced game gives you even more questions that you can ask. And based on your response to those questions, I can move these cards around, but I'm not able to look at them. So I'm kind of guessing them. And at some point, you take a guess and say, I think I've got them all in sequential order.
So you're trying
order.
To put them in sequential
yeah,
order.
Yeah, trying to put them in sequential order.
That actually gives me a Vamp on the Batwalk vibes, right?
Exactly.
Because you don't know what your own cards are.
Yeah.
And you have to hope that you're putting the right ones down to win.
I think it was Mitchell that said that. Mitchell or maybe Doug said the exact same thing. They're like, eh, it kind of sounds like Vamp on the Batwalk.
Because
you don't know,
you don't know
what your trump card is, right?
I like that.
You're trying to figure it out based on what other people are playing and what cards are left.
Sure.
So, quick game, 2 players. It's got beautiful art. So I interviewed the designer. The designers, it's the Dirtles, they call themselves. And that's apparently a term, dirtling. Like when you're kind of just spinning around, spinning your wheels.
Okay.
You're kind of dirtling. And so they've done a bunch of games, though. They came from, I never heard of them 3 years ago, to all of a sudden they've got some of my favorite games.
Yeah.
They did Unmatched Tales to a Maze.
Yeah.
The co-op.
You're a huge
version.
Fan.
Yeah. I love that game. So, and by the way, Restoration Games just announced their newest set, which is compatible with the Tales to Maze. Have you seen it yet?
Mm-hmm.
It's Shakespeare and a bunch of the heroes from Shakespearean lore.
Okay.
So you're playing some of the heroes from, like, Hamlet from the first folio versus Shakespeare himself.
Interesting.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. No, Indecision says, oh man, super excited. I totally agree, man. It's an instant buy for me. So it doesn't come out for a couple of months, but I'm definitely going to get that. So yeah, cool art. The designer said that the game was based on something else, but Carlos said, well, I'd like to put it into this universe.
Yeah.
And you have the little mice from Wicked and Wise looking up at the dragon. That's the Draco, what do you call it, constellation?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool there.
Very cool.
It's on Kickstarter right now.
Yes.
It's only $19.
Wow.
$19. You get a 15 or 20 minute game with deduction. That's the first one. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'd love to play it. I love that deductive style. It's so I'm very picky when it comes to my deduction games, right? Like I've played Turing Test, and I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I don't know how to play it.
Too much math for me, right? Trying to figure out what is the probability of X, Y, and Z.
Hey, welcome in, Sixth District Alliance. It's Jeremy and BJ, and we're just talking Kickstarter games right now. He's telling us about deduction games.
But this type of deduction game where I have to read the other player or explicitly ask the questions about, like, okay, what is this? What is this? What is this? I like that.
Well, thank you, Seth. It looks like Seth talked him into doing the raid. So that is super cool, man. We appreciate it.
There you go.
We're going to be getting to Barcelona in just a second, but both Jeremy and I are big fans of Flat Out, mm-hmm. and they've got this partnership with AEG Games, mm-hmm. and both of us love Cascadia, although I think Cascadia with the expansion, that's the way to go.
Landmarks?
Oh, Landmarks expansion is so good. Sixth is a British streamer. Oh, welcome in, Sixth District. What kind of, is a board game a streamer or some other kind of streamer? So take a look at this Beth Sobel artwork from Cascadia.
It's always so gorgeous.
This is just amazing.
I can never argue with it.
By the way, Randy did say that there's some desert salmon in here.
So. Desert salmon. Good. I'm glad.
That's my favorite little piece, desert salmon.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, when you think of salmon, you don't think of deserts, but thematically. Okay, so, what do you know about this? First impressions.
A little bit, right? I know that they're rolling right in the Cascadia universe, right? But both of them are standalone products, but can be combined together for an even greater.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah, so there's even more to it. And like the first couple of sheets in there, I believe, are symmetrical. And then after that, they get more asymmetrical. So the players have more variety in
combine Rolling Rivers and Rolling Heels to play with up to 8 players.
Yeah, that too. You can go up to a super high player count too. For Cascadia, that's...
So I literally just got these in. Yeah. So I haven't got a chance to dive into them. Where do they fall? Are they on the Gonchon Clever level? Or are they on the Loaded Rolling Right, like you and I love, Three Sisters and French Quarter? Where are they on that level?
I don't know. I'd say probably somewhere in between those two, right? Because it's not...
That's great, Sixth District. I'm going to get you a follow us once we finish with the stream. Yeah. I'll make sure to come back and follow you. I appreciate that because I'd love to see that. I do watch video games every once
in a while. Excellent.
So what were you saying?
I would say somewhere in between those. I don't think it's nearly as combo-wombo-y as something, say, like French Quarter or Three Sisters, but it's definitely more complicated than, say, the other one that we play?
Rolling Realms?
Roaring Right.
Oh, Roaring Right.
Yeah, Roaring Right.
Oh, that's a fun one.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's absolutely fun. So I'd say it's somewhere in between those in terms of complexity.
Yeah, I haven't played Roaring Right since you and I played it at the game store that night. I played it a couple times. You know what it is? I kind of stopped playing it because I like Rolling Realms better.
Sure.
And there's always a new realm that I've got coming in. I've got like 3 more I gotta play.
I have like 12 I haven't touched yet. No. They did that November. They did that, I want to say the Thanksgiving drop, where they did like 9 realms all at once, and I just haven't played it.
Have they come out with Wormspan yet?
Yeah, Wormspan came out when Wormspan came out, which coincidentally, that was when Apiary was available too, so I snatched up Apiary and a couple of those other ones. So
my favorite tabletop games have to, if it's beige and it's got a city on it, I'm in. I mean, absolutely, I'm in.
That's pretty accurate for BJ. I mean, there's a lot of beige boxes around here.
Beige boxes with a city. But my favorite game of all time is Concordia. I love Concordia.
I still have not played
I love
Concordia.
All the expansions. Oh, okay, well. Yeah. Next, 2 Tuesdays from now, we're going to play Concordia.
Yeah.
Because I've got it all blamed out.
Cool.
You're right. I didn't get a raid alert.
We didn't have a raid alert.
We got the follow alert, but not the raid alert. Oh, I'm going to have to set that up.
Interesting.
Root. Yeah, Root. Great game.
Yeah, Roots. I have Root. I love Root.
Cosmic Beat, backer number 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where are you?
Did you back?
I backed it. I'm very excited.
Are you number 4?
I don't know what number I am. I'm definitely not number 4. I'm easily in the hundreds somewhere.
Okay, so Court is my favorite game, and I like all the beige city games. What would you say is your favorite? To me, your favorite is IP games, right?
No, I spent the most money on IP games. That doesn't mean that they're my favorite. Trust me, I love Marvel United. Power Rangers is really good, but it's my albatross. I carry it around now. I don't know. I don't think I can say.
Do you want to do a giveaway for Power Rangers tonight?
Oh God, a giveaway for Power Rangers. No, I don't want to talk about how much I've spent on Power Rangers. Yeah. That one's one that I've been trying to get rid of.
You got to narrow it down. They want to know.
I don't know. Let's see. Lately, I think Ark Nova still rates very highly for me. I still really enjoy sitting down and playing that. Me and the wife can play it, hour and a half, and we get really good.
What I'm amazed about Ark Nova? Like the Marine expansion is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it, but I'm still playing the base game on BGA all the time, and. So Castle of Burgundy, I have hundreds of games of Castle of Burgundy, and they're different, but they're really the same. I kind of know the strategies, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
like Ark Nova, I'm on game like 10 or 20.
Yeah.
And every game is completely different because the board's different.
Yeah.
The cards that come out are different. And you really have to kind of look at your first hand or two.
Right.
And go, okay, this is what my strategy is going to be based on the sponsorships that I got.
Yeah.
Based on what my little green cards are going to be. You know, I forgot what they call those though.
Yeah, the conservation
projects. Conservation projects, yeah.
It's my favorite type of heavy Euro where basically the game presents you with a situation and there's not one good path to the end. There's a general good path to the end, but you really have to assess turn to turn, like, what is the most lucrative thing for me to do right now?
You can't pound the big square peg into the round hole.
No.
You have to kind of look at what the board has given you, right?
Look at what the board shows and go with that.
D&D, of course, yeah, sure. Yeah. Pokemon card games, Digimon.
Lots
of
TCGs there. Munchkin's fun.
I wonder if Sixth District's played any Lorcana.
Lorcana. That's one that I won't touch with a 10-foot pole. I know that if I end up getting it, same thing with Magic.
I'm just a dabbler.
Yeah.
I'm just a dabbler.
Luckily, I know a couple of dabblers.
Yeah.
So I don't have
Logan
to
buys all the cards.
He buys everything. But for him, it's a collection thing.
Yeah. I think what I've decided to do is that I think Jared and I are going to buy one deck. From each of the sets that come out and just play it to see what the new mechanics are.
Yeah.
There's just like it is with Magic, I'm tapping out because can't keep
up. Can't keep up with whatever
Okay, so you did back Cascadia Rolling Hills and Rolling Rivers.
Rolling Rivers, yep.
But you're going to play one of these and I'm going to play the other with our wives. And we'll report back and let you guys know.
We'll compare notes.
Yeah, we'll compare notes on it. So. Which one do you want to take home?
Probably
which one do you
Rolling think Jamie Rivers. Wants? I like the bear, you know?
It's a great one. Luckily enough, foxes are my favorite animals.
There you go.
So this is going to work out perfect. I love
take
foxes.
The bears. You go with the foxes.
Yeah, I don't know why. Foxes have always been my favorite animal. Foxes and wolves.
Foxes and wolves.
Oh. Yeah. So I'll try Rolling Hills. You'll try Rolling Rivers. Rolling and Rivers. We're going to report back on there. All right. Last up, and we both did this.
We did.
BGG sells their Geek Ups.
Geek Up bins.
I tend to only get them at conventions because you can usually get them for a good price at conventions. And they're right there and I could put my hands on them and see exactly what's coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
But they've been doing these, what do they call
it? Yeah, like weekly specials. They have a name for it. Yeah, I don't remember what it's called.
Pop-up sale? No.
I can't remember what they call it, but it's usually like a super deep discount on a Geek Up bit set.
Yeah.
Right.
I got Underwater Cities.
Yeah.
Great set for them.
Yeah.
And it was really inexpensive.
Yeah.
But this one, when I saw this one came across, I texted you. I was like, or maybe you did. No, I texted you.
One way or the other.
Yeah. I was like, oh, we got to get this. So
this
is, I've played Moonrakers. Have you played Moonrakers?
I have not played Moonrakers.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a card-based engine builder. And I don't know what it is. I have this thing against card games. Games that 90% of the game is on the card.
So you're not a Marvel Champions guy either? No.
I will play it because of the Marvel IP, but I'm not hopeful because of the type of game that it is going to be, which is a card-based game.
I only played Moonrakers on TTS, and I did not enjoy it. I'm just not a big fan of TTS. Mm-hmm. You know, I like BGA better. It's a deck-building negotiating game. That's the weird part.
That's so,
and that was the really struggle because I played it with Jared and Zach, the twins, and they fight like cats and dogs over every game. So indecision, you can imagine when you got two twins who fight all the time. Once one person made a good deal with me, that was it. Oh, y'all are messing me up.
Yeah.
Backstabbing. Well, it was all downhill from there. But Jay's got it, and he's got that's a little stack of Jay games there.
Yeah. So the J cubes.
Yeah, we gotta get Moonrakers played. So I would like to try Moonrakers again. Mm-hmm. Negotiation can be tough. It's all about the table. Yeah, that's true. I like to play it again. Marvel Champions. My problem with Marvel Champions is very simple. I play it with Barnes and Dave and Carlos and all them. Mm-hmm. They know the game backwards and forwards. They know all the combos already.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very slow when it comes to card game combos.
See, I'm not a fan of that. I don't like a game that you can learn the entirety of the combo and you're like, this is the card I'm milling the deck to get.
They know right away. So I'm sitting there going, well, I think I'm going to play this card and do this. And then it gets their turn and they go, I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this. Okay, BJ, your turn.
My turn. I want to be
I'm
able
not
to...
even finished thinking about my turn. Yeah. So, it's so... No, well, indecision, when you play it with the gumbo guys, you don't have to worry about
I
that.
I believe that.
Because they play it super quick. Super quick. All right. So let's see. Why don't you do the honors? Because you ordered a pack, right?
I did. I ordered a pack. It's sitting on the
Jeremy
shelf.
Jeremy ordered a pack of this before he got his game in.
So I actually ordered the pack before I even ordered the game. And then I was like, well, now I have to order the game. But I've been told by two different people that the game is right up my alley. So I was like, well, now I have to.
I'm absolutely positive you're going
to
love it.
Yeah. And straight from the publisher. It's on sale right now. So I was able to get it for a good price. And it should be in within a couple of days.
Man, did you see Metro Market has a sale on a game that... Oh, what was it?
I
really wanted to
I know you were complaining about the parchment. You had
don't
issues
like
with
the gold
and
the
gold.
Yeah. And I may still use the gold that you gave me.
That's why I brought them. That's not the gold.
Okay, no,
that's
bread.
The bread. Yeah, so here's the gold.
God, that's still... For my eyes, that's still close.
Yeah, at a distance, it's pretty close. The thing that I like the most is that even if you don't own the expansion... The expansion bits are in here. Yeah, this is the for the time of set.
Yeah, did you order the set expansion?
No. I did.
You did?
Okay. I figured both of them at the same time.
Let me know what you think.
Yeah. I mean, I'll play the base game, then I'll add the expansion and see how we like it from there.
Okay, I am not complaining. It's just, and I know this is not normal, but it's just my eyes.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I mean, well, let me even go to Zoom. I bet that would be even better. Yeah, I mean... Cool. You can't even tell the difference on the camera.
Yeah, I mean, on the camera, you're not going to be able to tell the difference.
No.
No. I love the clinkiness of...
You know what I may do, Jeremy? Hmm. Even though I got these, I think I'm going to keep these aside and use the... Oh, I'll put them in the bag. And use those little gold bars instead.
Yeah.
I mean, why am I going to struggle with that? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I do like the clinkiness, though.
They're so clinky. I love that. That's my favorite part.
What else does it come with?
I don't know what these are. There's ones and fives for whatever those might be.
Yeah, that's your stone.
Okay, yeah. So that's your stone. So you have black and white stone?
Yeah, so it's like marble and whatever this is.
Gotcha. So it looks like you got ones and fives for parchment, stone, bread.
Oh, yeah, you got the big ones. Okay,
sure. And then whatever these are...
I call them scholars. I can't remember the name of them. Prophet, scholar, or something like that. It's what Cam calls it's the nugget in the game. It's the thing that allows you to mitigate your luck.
Sure. So. Okay. And then you got your blood tokens. And
I don't know what these are for. That's the set expansion.
It's for the expansion, so don't know yet. And then whatever these are.
I don't remember the name of these things. Yeah, no. They're medallions. I can't remember the name of them. Shields or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Feathers. I forgot the name of them. But anyway, you definitely want this. I think this allows you to... One of these allows you to change your dice rolls.
Gotcha.
And I forgot what this one does. Mm. If I had the board in front of me,
I could
tell you.
Yeah.
So, all right, so let's put that aside.
Cool.
And that is the Geek Up Bits for Tekkenu.
Tekkenu,
I'm ready to play it.
Yeah. Obelisk of the Sun. I'm interested in this guy.